Wright's designs for places like the Unitarian Meeting House in Madison and the Johnson Wax Building in Racine are internationally known. Overall, he had nearly 150 commissions in Wisconsin. About half of those were actually realized and built, some with modifications. An annual conference on Wright this year is in Madison and calls itself Frank Lloyd Wright on Home Ground. Local conference chairperson Heather Sabin says Wright switched away from some wealthy clients in the 1930s and began building so-called Usonian homes.
The Usonian house was designed to be built for somebody with a much more modest income. The first one here in Madison was built for $5,000. The intent was not only that the floor plan was much more modest, but that materials were sometimes including things like plywood furniture.
Sabin says ideally in Wright's Usonian homes, the owner might help build the house and furnishings. Certainly there are some modest homes being built today, but Sabin says the so-called McMansions being built primarily in the suburbs deviate a long way from the Usonian vision.
I think the idea of living modestly is kind of been lost today, and we seem to be building bigger and bigger. So in that sense, that's not quite true to what Wright was thinking about.
But there are still people developing some of Frank Lloyd Wright's previously unbuilt designs and a conservancy that's trying to preserve some of Wright's decaying buildings. So Sabin says Wright remains relevant. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.